We've also had a pod post, which is very exciting. And pod posts, of course, are these audio files that you can send us. We decided that we were probably going to call them pod posts. We asked for people to suggest other names for them. And now you've got to bear with this one. This is obviously a very well-educated person, because he starts off in Latin.
Nec audiendi, qui solent dicere vox populi, vox dei, quum tumultuositas vulgae semper insaniae proxima sit. And those people should not be listened to who keep saying the voice of the people is the voice of God, since the riotousness of the crowd is always very close to madness. So said Alcuin of York at the start of Charlemagne's Europe, and since then journalists have unwittingly quoted him as they call the voice of the people a vox populi, or vox pop, which gives you the natural progression, the vox pod.
Thank you to Alan Greaveson in Cattle, North Yorkshire, where obviously the birds sing all day long.
That's the sort of classy contribution we like. Two fingers to citizen journalism, though. Did you notice that? Madness of crowds. Don't listen to them. He's got a lovely voice, though. He could be our Peter Donaldson. Do you think we could get him to do some...
He could read the news headlines at the end of the show.
He could. That would be nice. Him, and possibly he could alternate with Susan from Bermondsey, who's our other listener, who hasn't written in this week.
We haven't heard from Susan from Bermondsey.